Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Center. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the program tonight, living a life of hell was the plaintive cry of a student who'd written to the Chief Justice to demand action against city officials and others responsible for the deaths last week of three fellow students who drowned in the flooded basement of a coaching center in East Delhi. The Chief Justice hasn't yet decided if the letter will be viewed as a petition. The student flagged poor infrastructure in areas such as Rajendra Nagar and Mukherjee Nagar, residents of which often battle floods caused by drainage issues and negligence by the municipal corporation, and ask for the protection of students' fundamental rights. It's the same problem we face across Delhi year after year. On the show tonight, why are our cities such a civic mess? And at 9:30 p.m., a special program, part of our ongoing coverage, Save Our Daughters, a program being done in the aftermath of horrible instances of recent violence against women being reported across the country. But first, the death of three students in Delhi last week. They drowned after the basement of a tuition center in the city's Rajendra Nagar area was flooded. It's because of negligence, is what the Union Education Minister has said today amidst demands by the opposition to identify those at fault. The deaths of 25-year-old Tania Soni and Shreya Yadav and Naveen Delvin is something which has come as a real shocker for people across the country.
Well, the Home Ministry has taken a very serious view of this incident which has taken place at Old Rajendra Nagar in the coaching center where three students have died due to flooding. In fact, the news which has just received by our sources in the Home Ministry, they have confirmed that a committee has been constituted which comprises of senior officials including fire experts that will go into the causes of this serious incident, and it will also fix responsibility, which is very important because there are various agencies involved and there's a lot of politicking going on. The Aam Aadmi Party or the BJP, they are accusing each other, but in this case this committee will also fix responsibility, what went wrong as far as this case is concerned, and it will also suggest ways so that such incidents never repeated in the future. The committee comprises various senior officials of different ministries, and that committee has been asked to submit its report within 30 days. So it's very important development as far as this serious incident is concerned. Remember, today in Parliament, various political parties have raised this issue, and there was a discussion going on, and also there were demands by various ministers and also member of Parliament that a responsibility should be fixed in this serious incident.
All right, a real crisis over there in the national capital, the death of three students. They drowned after the basement of the tuition center flooded. Lots of questions being asked. There is a blame game which is taking place between the BJP and the Aam Aadmi Party in Delhi. Lots of questions being asked on this as well. I'm joined by Dr. Sudhir Krishna, former Secretary, Minister of Urban Development, Government of India. I'm also joined by Professor P.S.N. Rao, a Professor of Urban Planning at SPA Delhi. Dr. Krishna, you know, I mean, it's something which we could have been discussing 10 years back, 15 years back, 20 years back. Places getting flooded, no concept of municipal standards, of civic standards, and it happens yet again. Is this part of a larger malaise which for some reason we just can't fix?
Absolutely. In fact, urban planning is giving very inadequate attention in our city governance. You know, in urban planning, drainage planning is the fundamental layer. You know, there are layers of planning, drainage planning, mobility planning, housing planning, solid waste management planning, etc. But drainage planning is the first and foremost layer. Before we do anything, we must plan as to where the water will go. Unfortunately, that is given the last priority. As a result, all developments take place ignoring the flow of water. And therefore, the water takes revenge. When such situations come, there are enough guidelines from Government of India and the, you know, town planning guidelines emphasize on drainage planning. That is one part. Secondly, drainage management also is a big casualty. You see, when the roads are repaired, you find a fine layer of asphalt on the road. But what about the adjoining drains? The drains are neglected and the drains remain as damaged and as, you know, full of filth and muck as they were before the road was repaired. And year after year, the drains are not able to then manage the flow of water. That is the second casualty. Third is when we take up the projects, whether it is the highway project or whether it is the flyovers or whether metro viaducts and so on, the drainage is not at all considered, because that company, whether it is a metro rail company or whether it is National Highway Authority or whatever, for them drainage of the area is not the serious issue. For them, drainage only local drainage. But drainage is, it is a watershed-based drainage planning required. And therefore, the planners must be given higher pedestal in the management of city. And the planners themselves should give higher attention to the drainage planning. These are the issues which need immediate attention. We have neglected that, unfortunately, for some time, and we are paying the price for it.
1 second, sir. Let me just go quickly across to Adarsh Bhardwaj, who's a UPSC aspirant and joins us now. Adarsh, are any of these responses satisfactory at all? We need to do more to desilt. We need to do more to clean up the mess. People haven't really thought about it. And yet it's 2024, three people are dead. Do you believe any of these responses are at all make sense?
The very problem with our system is that we do post-mortem actions. We are not preventive in our approach. We should be proactive in our approaches so that prevention could have been prevented. So the very problem is that now we do post-mortem actions. Sir has mentioned that these are the serious issues which need to be given the vision of. Okay, but after the incident has actually happened, we are doing conducting various researches. We are setting up the proof panels. But why these coaching institutes were not, even though they were not having the proper clearances, why they were allowed to use that basement for the laboratory purpose, for other test center purpose? This question needs to be raised, and this question has to be answered immediately beforehand. Since these issues are inherent in every institute, and in every nexus is there, sort of with the bureaucracy, with the sort of these institutes. So a proper care or a proper vigilance to these institutes could have taken place beforehand, so as to avoid these things or the incidents that might have chances that caused the life of the three students. So
Professor Rao, there are rules and guidelines which have been set forth by the center in 2017, 2019, 2020, 2024 as well. There are recommended minimum standards, and states have been asked to maintain on record the standard of coaching institutes. But, states have their own guidelines. And it's, they can always say that, we have our own guidelines, we aren't obliged to listen to you. But on something like this, which is essentially common sense, the need to have minimum standards, is that a real crisis that state governments, and in this case, the Delhi government, has utterly failed to maintain a basic standard? There have been so many irregularities in this one place.
Specific case is a case in point. Old Rajendranagar is a very old colony. It's a well-planned colony. But unfortunately, the problem here has been that the sewer lines and the drains have not been regularly cleaned. So in the first place, if
and
so much of water
that,
has
sir?
Got... absolutely. Local civic authorities are to blame for it, because why is it that so much of water, from the images I could see, that there's enormous quantity of water that's logged on that huge road. It's not a very small road. It's a fairly wide road. So much of water is logged there. And all this water entered when the gate of the building was opened. All of a sudden, the people were taken...
Professor Rao, let me ask you a direct question. Is it your sense, sir, that unless somebody is jailed for this, because this is criminal negligence at so many levels, nothing is going to change?
Absolutely. There is... this is not the first time this has happened. There are innumerable buildings in Delhi, all over the place, where you have basements which are being misused. Basements, as per the master plan, are essentially meant for using for storage. You can't have people sitting in basements and then they're not following the standards, and there are so many violations that are happening. And then safety and security of the human being is the most important thing. And you need to maintain your sewer lines and your drains on a periodic basis. And if there are violations in building, then the municipal corporation is supposed to enforce the rules and regulations. They're supposed to seal the buildings. So it's a clear failure of the local government. There's absolutely no two thoughts on this.
Right.
And we are, as the gentleman just now said, we are only waiting for a disaster to happen. And only when a disaster happens, we just wake up. And then after some time, things die down and then you're back to square one.
Back to square one. We've got Anmol Pawar, spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party, and Charu Pragya of the BJP with us as well. Anmol, you know, I mean, the municipality, the MCD clearly responsible for this. What sort of action needs to be taken? I mean, just a knee-jerk reaction, you know, sacking somebody or removing somebody from their post or suspending people, you know, it hardly achieves the larger goal because it's not just one place. We face, you know, flooding issues across Delhi every single year.
Vishnuji, that is the precise reason why the Honorable Minister, Mr. Saurabh Bhardwaj, called the meeting on 13th of February 2024 to ensure that, to address these waterlogging problems so that people of Delhi don't face such problems this year. But the officers of the agencies, whether it is PWD, whether it is MCD, which are responsible for desilting drains, for managing these drainage system and overseeing all these sewerage systems, they all report directly to the Lieutenant Governor. And despite repeated directions and several meetings on a regular basis from February 24, in 20th May, 4th June, 10th of June, 24th of June, the Chief Secretary and other officials refused to provide any updates or audits on desilting activities.
So it's the fault of the LG. Is that what you're saying?
The LG working in collusion with these officials who are not even responding to the directions of elected government, the dominance of non-elected over the elected, it is the problem. The Chief Secretary and Department Secretary refused to attend the meetings. They provided incorrect information on June 24, stating that 85% of the drains have been desilted. And when this information was verified by the minister, Mr. Saurabh Bhardwaj, it was found to be incorrect. He wrote to the Ministry of Home Affairs, but neither any action was taken against the Chief Secretary, nor any assistance was provided. In fact, on the directions of the Honorable Delhi High Court, when the minister directed the Chief Secretary to conduct a third-party audit on or before 30th of June, the audit was not conducted. Just to save the corrupt officials.
Okay, well, half a second, let me get a response from Charu Pragya.
But the was not done. And one more, just 10 seconds. Even after this unfortunate incident, 40 hours have passed. But the minister is yet to receive any official report or information on the magisterial probe which was directed immediately after the incident. They were supposed to answer in 24 hours, but we still don't have any response from the officials.
All right, Charu, the Aam Aadmi Party time-honored argument that the state that the center, the LG, is not cooperating. How would you respond?
Vishnu, when you are gearing up to take credit, when your mayor says that this time the people of Delhi are going to enjoy the monsoons, it basically means that you should also be the one who should take the blame when a fall like this happens. This was not an incident. This was not an accident. This was murder. This was criminal neglect. And these people died because of the apathy of the Aam Aadmi Party government. Today, they are shifting blame, but very happily, they had their mayor come on air and say that we have done our job extremely well. Enjoy monsoons, the people of Delhi. Today, they only want to point fingers everywhere except at themselves. See, the councillor is theirs, the mayor is theirs, the MLA is theirs, the government is theirs, Delhi Jal Board is theirs, Power Department is theirs, and Fire Services is there. Fire Services, in fact, gave a clearance to this basement for another use as recently as on 9th July. Mm. Now, if the Aam Aadmi Party spokespersons want to quote incidents to me, let me ask him some specific questions. One, you have a budget of over 700 crore only for desilting of drains in Delhi. What have you done with that budget? Why was it siphoned off if these drains have not been cleaned? And these drains have not been cleaned, mind you, because the last meeting, last apex meeting for all of these structures in Delhi was in 2022. And even then, your chief minister didn't see it fit to attend. After that, you received a written complaint on a WhatsApp group, which was read by your MLA. Read but ignored. Kishore Singh wrote this, warned you about the very same basement, but you did not take any action. After that, the High Court pulled you up. The High Court asked you for a timeline. From when to when are you going to be doing the process of desilting? Delhi has over 750 drains. You have left out most of them. Cleaning work has not happened. And then the governor also directed the agencies to speed up with this process.
Right.
None of the ministers turned up for this meeting, which was on 11th July. And 28th June, more letters were written. So, you know, Vishnu, pointing fingers here and there today.
I want to respond, Vishnu.
Is very rich. You have given a dharna over everything. You can take a press conference over everything. If you felt the drains were not being cleaned, why is your mayor coming on air and trying to take credit for
okay, Charu, you made lots of points. Let's
why
get
did
a response.
She do that if things were not
Anmol, up to the point mark. By point, date by date, she's pointed out, including the budget that exists right now, you know, the state government's failure in desilting drains, besides fire services, which is a key issue over here. There were fake fire certificates which were given. That is Vishnu under you.
Vishnuji, Charuji stated that 700 crore budget of MCD, but she failed to inform your viewers that the standing committee has not been formed. In fact, the mayor approached the Honorable Supreme Court today also, stating that they must be allowed to operate and use the funds, because there's a limit as to how much funds can be used without the formation of standing committee. So until and unless that standing committee is formed, there's a bar on the usage of funds. And the Honorable Supreme Court, led by Chief Justice of India, said that maybe on Friday we'll have the judgment which is reserved way back in May 2023. Second point, she said that the ministers did not attend the meeting which was called by LG. I want to ask her as to in what capacity or in what authority LG can call a meeting. Only the elected chief minister or the ministers can call a meeting. If he wants to, call these meetings and create this drama, then he must come and contest the elections. Why is he, misusing his powers and doing assault on the constitution?
Anmol, one final question before I bring in Charu. When it comes to fire authorities
can
and
I,
the
can
fact
I please
that
come
one second,
in, Vishnu,
one second,
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting.
No, one sec. I'll come to you in a moment. I will come to you.
Yes.
Anmol, I fail to understand the role of fire authorities over here, right? How is it that fire authorities gave a fake sanction, a blatantly wrong sanction? Were they bribed? What is the allegation? How did it happen?
Vishnuji, anyone responsible for this grave criminal negligence must be immediately sacked. As I have said earlier, the officials report directly to the Lieutenant Governor. It was the Lieutenant Governor who appointed the MCD Commissioner, and the onus, the responsibility lies with him if any kind of illegalities or corruption
right.
is there.
Okay,
and
Charu,
he
go
must
ahead.
Be immediately sacked.
Anmol, have a
why
second.
Was Shelly Oberoi taking credit then?
Because your officers gave a false and
why
fabricated report.
Why was Shelly Oberoi taking credit?
Because
please tell me, Anmol.
Because your officers gave a false and fabricated report.
And you
their
can sit on dharna for everything,
can,
take a
please,
press conference against everything. But
they said that 85%
but hang on,
of brains
hang on. Anmol, I have more facts to place on record. Vishnu,
it was
I don't
found
like
to
be
right,
over
second,
anyone.
Second,
please
second.
Allow
Let's
me
not
my
fight.
Time to speak.
Yeah, go ahead, Charu.
Please wait for your turn. So, if you are going to say that this drowning murder was the only mishap that has happened in Delhi, you would be wrong. A couple of years ago, there was a terrible fire in Narela. Again, because of a wrong certificate given by your government. In recent times, and
incorrect,
I'm going to quote to
incorrect.
You with dates.
This is
13th
incorrect.
June. 27th
Even
June, 23rd
gave,
July, in Patel Nagar, a woman died because of electrocution. The wires were open to the elements. As soon as they
it
came in contact with water, we lost lives because of electrocution. Anmol, I don't
ma'am.
Understand what part of speak during your turn you don't understand.
All right, look, lots of points. I think what
speak
we need to do
can
is
I respond,
one second, both of you wait.
This is a very serious issue.
I think it is a very serious issue, and
no,
it's
no,
so
cannot,
sad for people in the city of Delhi
yet,
to see
many,
political
many
leaders,
at play here.
You know,
and, you know, Anmol,
you know, have a blame
this,
game, and
this,
people, citizens in the national
Tanya
capital
Shreya
end up suffering.
Naveen, it could have been you
can
and
I
me.
No, no, it could be. That's just the point. It is just tragic that this happens. But I'm wrapping this up only for one reason. We've got a story on the death of three students in Delhi last week. They drowned after the basement of this tuition center was flooded. This is a story of appalling negligence. As political leaders blame one another, what do citizens who live in one of the largest cities on earth actually have recourse to?
Two days after three UPSC aspirants died after drowning at the basement of a coaching institute in Delhi, bulldozer justice in action. Delhi civic body used earth movers to raise illegal portions of coaching centers in old Rajendranagar. This, as students continue to raise their voice, demanding justice over what they claim was clear negligence on part of civic authorities.
हमारी डिमांड यही है कोई एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन म्युनिसिपल कोई रिप्रेजेंटेटिव यहां पे आए हमारी डिमांड को सुने और उसका रिटर्नेबल कोई आंसर दे और उसका एक टाइम पीरियड बताए कि किस टाइम पीरियड तक ये चीजें की जाएंगी यहां पे कंपनसेशन फिक्स किया जाए जो विक्टिम्स फैमिली मिनिमम 1 CR का और यहां पे जो ड्रेनेज सिस्टम है लाइट और सीसीटीवी को इसको इम्प्रूव किया जाए
इसका ये मोटो था कि यहाँ पे जो पढ़ने वाले विद्यार्थी हैं उनके जीवन के साथ कोई खिलवाड़ ना हो सके और दूसरा मैंने राव आईएएस की बेसमेंट की कंप्लेंट की थी क्योंकि बेसमेंट में सामान्यतः कक्षाएं संचालित करना बच्चों को बिठाना भीड़ इकट्ठी करना मतलब एनओसी नहीं रहती है तो इस संबंध में मैंने कंप्लेंट की थी शायद प्रशासन इस पर कुछ अपना कदम उठाता तो ये दुर्घटना नहीं होती.
Even the Delhi LG's assurance, who met the protesting students to calm them down, failed to make much of an impact. While students demand justice for their loved ones, families of the three UPSC aspirants who died are inconsolable.
एमसीडी के किसी अधिकारी ने जो घटना चक्र घटा इस पूरे घटना चक्र में एमसीडी के कोई भी अधिकारी नहीं न इंस्टीट्यूट का कोई आदमी न दिल्ली गवर्नमेंट का कोई आदमी न गवर्नमेंट ऑफ इंडिया का कोई आदमी न एजुकेशन मिनिस्टर का कोई आदमी हॉस्पिटल में आया.
As the students' anger rages on and families' cries for justice grow louder, political blame game also spirals. The BJP protested against the Delhi mayor, pinning blame for the tragedy on the Aam Aadmi Party-run Delhi civic body. Delhi police has also issued a notice to the MCD, seeking details of the officers responsible for carrying out checks in the area. MCD, on the other hand, has fired a junior engineer and suspended an assistant engineer.
वहाँ पे जो रोड के किनारे स्टॉर्म वाटर ड्रेन लोगों ने इंक्रोचमेंट करके उसको कवर कर दिया था जिसके कारण उसमें पानी जाना भी दूभर था और उसका क्लीनिंग भी दूभर था तो उसको हमने लगा दिया है कि वो सभी इंक्रोचमेंट को डिमोलिश कर दिया जाए और उस ड्रेन को रिकवर किया जाए.
With camera person Rohit Vishwakarma and Sheikh Momin, this is Tanushka Datta and Ishika Verma for NDTV.